It's lunchtime at Bishop Chatard High School in Indianapolis. A crowd of students pour into the school cafeteria, make their way through the lunch line, and sit down with their respective cliques. The football players at a table in the center of the room, techies are seated over by the windows, and a group of animated girls are talking and laughing near the doors to the hallway. As they pick out their meals, some choosing macaroni and cheese, others a salad, some both, they pass through the line oblivious to where their food comes from. Food service coordinator Brenda Henry says she needs to do a better job of letting students know about some of the big changes she's made.
I think that's a real area that I could improve on, because I know that the watermelon that we get are from Seymour, for example, but these guys don't. That's something that I could do better at. But they see the garden.
That garden she's referring to is the one she and her staff have started to provide more local food choices on the lunch line.
Cucumbers, green peppers, jalapeno peppers, cherry tomatoes, or grape tomatoes, and regular tomatoes. And the reason I chose those is that they're high-value foods. They're very easy to grow in Indiana. They are low labor, so we've been really successful with that.
Like Henry, Nancy Millsbaugh, food service director for Bartholomew Consolidated Schools in Columbus, Indiana, is slowly transitioning more of her food purchases for the cafeteria to the school gardens and local farmers.
If you have them local, they have a much better flavor to them because they're picked at the peak of freshness. And so when the kids try the foods, they find out that they actually like it because it has more flavor than ones that are transported a long way. So we tried to do buying locally. We were doing watermelons and tomatoes and cucumbers, and then we've been doing locally grown Indiana apples as well.
Millsbaugh says buying more local food for the school cafeteria to her seemed like the right thing to do. She says she thinks the program that began at the start of this school year is good for kids' health, reduces the district's carbon footprint, saves the school money, and benefits the local economy.
We have not done a lot of statistics on it yet, although I can tell you that by our local watermelon for us, for example, is costing us $2 a watermelon, where we were paying $8. So it's a huge difference. I know we've probably put at least $4,000 to $6,000 into the economy so far.
Deborah Eschmeyer, communications director for the National Farm to School Network, says while there aren't many school gardens and local food initiatives at districts in Indiana, local sustainable food programs are on the rise. Data from 2007 showed more than 10,000 schools nationwide had some sort of a local food initiative in place. She says it's an uphill battle at many schools who, on average, have only $1 per meal per student to spend on food. But she says as more schools spend that money on local food, educating the students and their families will be key to making a program sustainable.
It doesn't just help to have the healthy food in the cafeteria line. You need to have the nutrition education. You need to have the after-classroom activities where you bring in the parents. You need to have the farm tours. You need to have the in-class taste test. You need to have the point of sale where the kids, when they're about ready to go to the salad bar, they have that nutrition educator saying, hey, remember when we visited Farmer John and he pulled those beets out of the ground? Remember how much you like those? Hey, the beets are right there on the salad bar.
Both Henry and Millsbaugh say they're pleased with how their local food programs are growing and that they hope to expand beyond produce to buying local meat, dairy, and other food in the future. I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.